Chagiga Daf Chof Amud Aleph Shir number 1, we're at the top line, and Rav Murray had just learned out from our Mishnah, from the fact that the Mishnah doesn't make any reference to Chulin Shanas or Ataras HaKodesh, which is Chulin, which a person who's extra stringent, he will only eat his Chulin with the same level of purity as if it was Kodesh. And Rav Murray said that we treat that Chulin, because of the stringency, as if it's actually Kodesh. And the practical halacha would be, based on that, is that if a sheni latuma touches this chulin shanas or ataras kodesh, it becomes a shlishi, just like kodesh would, and it's able to transmit that tuma to another piece of kodesh, rendering that other piece of kodesh a revi. Whereas if it was chulin, none of this would have been an issue. And he knows this from the fact that the Mishnah doesn't actually mention Chulin Shanas or Taras HaKodesh, so he assumes that it's just like Kodesh. Says the Gemara, V'dilma, maybe, Haideloi Kotani Bahumaila, maybe the reason why it didn't mention it in the Mishnah as a level by itself is the Idama L'Truma, Hatani Truma, because maybe it's just like Truma, and the Mishnah mentioned Truma. V'Idama L'Chulin, Hatani L'Chulin, and maybe it's just like basic Chulin, and the Mishnah did mention Chulin. So, meaning, you can't infer from the fact that the Mishnah didn't mention it by itself that it has to be like Kodesh. Maybe it's like Chulin, or maybe it's like Truma. And this happens to be the opinion of two Tanaim. Disnan, as it says in the Mishnah, Chulin Shanas Ataras HaKodesh, again, this extra stringent Chulin, which is treated like Kodesh, Hare Hein Kechulin, according to the one, the Tanakama of this Braisa, he holds that it's actually only like Chulin. And Rebbe Lazar, Bar Rebbe Tzadok Oimer, he says, Hare Hein Ketruma, they're actually like Truma. So at this stage, we only have a proper source for two opinions in the Tanaim. One says Chulin Shanas Ataras HaKodesh is like Chulin, and the other one says it's like Truma. And we still got to find a proof for Rav Murray, who holds that it's actually like Kodesh. So the Gemara says, Elami Sefer, rather Rav Murray must be learning from the end of our Mishnah. The end of our Mishnah says like this, Yosi ben Yoezer ha'yachosu shebeguhuna. Rabbi Yosi ben Yoezer was the most pious of all the Kohanim. V'haysa mitpachtu. Nevertheless, his clothing would be considered midras, a certain type of Tuma, l'kodesh. And Yochanan ben Gudgud ha'yachol al Taras HaKodesh Kol Yomav. Rav Yochanan ben Gudguda was this type of person who treated even his chulin like Kodesh, his whole life. And nevertheless, he wasn't on the highest level, therefore his clothing would be considered tamei for anyone who is engaging in the procedure of preparing the waters for the paraduma. The inference from this is lachatus in lakodesh loy. For chatus it would be a problem, but for kodesh itself it would not be a problem. What's the inference from this? Alma, apparently, Kosova, that the author of our Mishnah holds, Chulin Shanas Ataras HaKodesh, that this extra stringent Chulin is considered Kodesh, like Kodesh. And the practical halacha that would come out of that is that it can be rendered a Shlishi and can render other Kodesh a Revi. So, to summarize at this point, we have three opinions in the Tanaim. This stringent Chulin, which is treated on the high as if it's Kodesh, does it actually become a higher level? So according to one Tana, it stays at the level of Chulin. According to the other Tana, it becomes like Truma. And according to Rav Murray, based on our Mishnah, it becomes like Kodesh itself. Kodesh Domu. Om Rabbi Yonasan ben Alaza. Now, this law, or this idea that a person is extra stringent with his Chulin, and he treats it as if it's Kodesh, meaning he purifies himself and everything that touches it as if it's Chulin, as if it's Kodesh. There's a certain law that in order to maintain the status of purity on these objects, one has to constantly guard it. There needs to be a continuous shmira on this object. So now we're going to have certain halachas with regards to that law. I'm Rabbi Yonasan ben Alaza. Nafla ma'afartoi. If a person, this person who's extra scrupulous with his chulin, treating it like kodesh, if his shawl falls from him, himenu, amala chaveroi, and he says to his friend, tonaili, give it to me, venosnoloi, and his friend picks it up and gives it to him, tomea. He says that that shawl is now tamei because it left the control of the original owner. Therefore, there was a split second at least where there was no proper shmira, no proper guarding, and that renders it tamei on this level of purity. Om Rabbi Yonasan ben Amram, another halacha, nischal fuloi kelim shel Shabbos bekelim shel chol. If he switches up his Shabbos clothing with his weekday clothing, meaning he put his hand into his closet and he wanted to pull out his weekday suit, and instead he pulled out his Shabbos suit, and velavshon, and he put them on, and then he realized that it was the wrong clothing, says the law, nitmu, they are tame. Why? Because while he was holding onto the clothes, thinking they were weekday clothes, it actually turned out that they were Shabbos clothes. So therefore, the shmira wasn't on Shabbos clothing. The guarding was only on weekday clothing, not on Shabbos clothing. So therefore, it wasn't the right level of guarding. Therefore, it's tame. Amar Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok, another law, Maisa b'shtei nashim chaveris. There were two very wise and scrupulous women who were very careful with these laws of purity. They accidentally swapped clothes in the bathhouse. And they brought this case in front of Rabbi Akiva, v'timan, and he says it's tame, because while the one woman was thinking she was guarding her own clothing, she was actually guarding the other woman's clothing, and vice versa. So therefore, neither of them were actually guarding that they thought they were guarding. So therefore, there wasn't a proper shmira on these items of clothes, even though they were both scrupulous women. It's not good enough, it's tame. Maskif lo Rabbi Yosha. Rabbi Yosha asked a question on this law. He says, Elamat, if that's the case, hoishid yadu l'sal lito paschitin, if a person sticks his hand into a basket to pull out a loaf of wheat bread, v'olso b'yadu passo'irim, and instead a barley loaf came out in his hand, right? Hachi nami denitmas, are you going to tell me that that's also, that the loaf of bread is also tame? The reason for this would be because in that split second where he thought he was holding on to wheat bread, he was actually holding on to barley bread, and therefore there was not a proper shmira. So he says, are you going to tell me that that's also tame? And if you're going to say yes, for hotanya, but a braisa says, if a person's guarding a barrel of wine, or guarding a barrel with the assumption that it was wine, but it comes out that it was actually oil all along, tahira. We see the Braisa clearly saying it was Tahar. Tahar militame. It's Tahar from being able to transmit Tumah to something else. So apparently, guarding A and thinking that it's A, but it turns out that it's B, apparently based on this Braisa, it's not a problem. So how come we were saying it was a problem up above? Answers the Gemara, Ula Taimeich, according to what you're saying, Ema Sefer, look at the end of that Braisa. The end of the braisa said, even though the barrel that you thought was wine and it turned out that it was oil, it says it's not tame to transmit tumah to something else. But the braisa ends off saying va'asura mila'echol, but you're not allowed to eat it. So the Gemara asks, am I? If what you're saying is correct and that the shmira was perfectly fine, then why on earth would you not be allowed to eat it? So Amar Rabbi Yirmi, Rabbi Yirmi explains the case. It's a case where the person watching it says, I guarded it from anything that would render it tame to the degree that it could transmit tumah to something else. But I didn't guard it well enough from something which might have rendered it itself tame, but not strong enough to possel something else. Meaning, I guarded it from high-level tumah, but I didn't guard it from low-level tumah. So that would explain the case in the Braisa, which told us that it is tahar, it's pure, from being able to transmit tumah to something else, but it itself can't be eaten because it itself is tame. Now the Gemara is going to be confused by this because it's an unbelievable scenario that a person could guard half. You're guarding it to a certain degree. So this barrel of oil, you guarded it well enough for certain tumas, but not well enough for other tumas. So the Gemara asked the question, Zomi ikka niti rusul apalga, is there such a thing as half guarding? And the Gemara answers, in. Yes, there is. For Hatanya, as the Braisa says, hoishit yadu basal, if you stick your hand into a basket, vahasal al kasefoy, and the basket is on your shoulder, vahamagarefa besoichasal, and there is a little shovel inside the basket, vahaisa biliboy al hasal, and your intention was just to guard the basket, vahaloihaya biliboy al magarefa, and you never really intended to guard the shovel inside that basket, hasal tahar, vahamagarefa mitamea. The law is that the basket is tahor and the shovel is tame, because you only intended to guard the basket, and even though they're linked, they're touching each other, nevertheless, there's such a thing as half guarding. So the Gemara now asks, Hasal tahor, how can the basket be pure? Titame hamagrefa, let the shovel, which is impure inside the basket, impurify the basket itself. All right, titame hamagrefa lasal. And the Gemara answers, ein kli metame kli. That the rule is a tame kli vessel cannot make another vessel tame. So that's why the magrefa, the shovel, does not render the basket impure. So just to summarize, we had this idea of guarding one's tahor items, and we said that if a person's shawl fell on the ground and for momentarily you just told somebody else to pick it up because you can't watch it in somebody else's hands, that's a breach in the shmirah, therefore it's tameh. We also said that if you mixed up your clothing while you are holding onto the clothing thinking it was weekday clothing, but it was in fact Shabbos clothing, right? That is not a good enough shmirah, therefore the clothes are tameh. And similarly, we said if the case of the two women who swapped their clothes by mistake, since they thought they were guarding their own clothes and it turned out they were guarding somebody else's clothes, it is tameh. We asked, but how come the barrel of oil that you thought was wine, how come that seems to be okay? And the answer is it's not okay. The answer was that in fact it becomes tameh. It doesn't become tameh to the point where it can contaminate other things, but it itself is tameh. And we said that the big chiddush of this case is that a person can have half guarding. That if a person has two objects connected to each other, one could guard one object without guarding the other, and likewise a person could guard an object from a certain type of tumah but not necessarily have guarded it from another type of tumah contamination.